This is amazing. Any time you're going to see a nesting pair of eagles is fantastic. But to actually have them in the district, and that this great thing is about the Arboretum, is the last nest in D.C. before they disappeared for 50 years was at the Arboretum in 1947.
Fish and wildlife biologist Daniel Rauch is an ornithologist with the District Department of the Environment. He started getting his hopes up for this nest last summer.
One of the males started roosting here on Kingman Island back in May and June. It was here every night, fishing up and down the river, and then when a female came through in October, they kind of paired up, and they do what they call pair-bonding flights, which they will fly and test each other's stamina and strength, see if they're a good match. And if it all works out, they'll start building a nest, and hopefully they'll have chicks.
And this is the one you observed? Do you think this is them?
There was one here all the time. There wasn't one here last year.
A nest, that is.
And to have a male spend the whole summer here and then all of a sudden have a nest further up, yeah, it's most likely the same one. Because when the female showed up, they immediately started following each other together, flying together. They are always sitting up above the Anacostia right outside the Arboretum together. And if another bald eagle came into view, they usually chased them off.
Adult bald eagles sitting on a perch can be more than 3 feet tall. If chicks have hatched at the National Arboretum nest, a helicopter flyby conducted by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will determine how many there are. That in late March, the chicks should start sitting up around the first week in April. Around the week of April 19th, brown feathers will start to grow. They'll start flying in late May to early June.
They look much different from the adults. The immatures, they look almost like Rocky Road ice cream. It's a mix of different color browns and whites underneath.
To give the nest privacy, portions of the Arboretum now are restricted to cars and people on foot, likely until mid-June, even through the high season for azalea gazing. And Arboretum staff members and Rauch say please respect the eagle barricades and boundaries.
There's a buffer zone to keep them from being disturbed. So right now is a very critical period. If they have hatched, chicks can't thermoregulate, which means they can't control their body temperature for a few weeks. So that's all. There has to be, one of the adults has to be on the nest at all times, keeping them warm enough. So if they get disturbed and one of them gets flushed, it doesn't take long for a chick to die, especially in cold weather.
You can see the bald eagle's nest at WTOP.com. Search nest. Christy King, WTOP News.